Hello everyone. So today is the birthday of Jean-Paul Sartre, French philosopher and writer. So 21st of June 1905 was born, a man who had such a baleful influence on the world, but who produced some very worthy literature. I can admire the art and deplore the artist, or indeed vice versa. So, you know, good people can produce some ugly things, wicked people can produce some things of exceptional beauty, and Sartre is an example. Sartre, he's got no excuse of idiocy. I wonder whether his name is derived from the French, like of a tailor. I mean, ultimately, like Sartorius in Latin. So, born in Paris in 1905, died in 1980, just short of his 75th birthday. Smoked, as virtually all Frenchmen did at the time. So, into existentialism, about people had to choose. Now, he wasn't wrong on everything. He saw that mindless convention was oppressive. One must avoid la mauvaise foi and on authenticity. That's to be lauded, really. And so existentialism, recognizing we choose, you refuse to choose, in a sense that is a choice as well. But he supported so many wicked causes, including paedophilia, including communism, including the establishment of oppressive, exploitative, racist regimes all across Africa and much of Asia at the end of the French mission civilisatrice. And obviously, French colonial rule should be robustly castigated as it was. So his father was a naval officer who died when he was two. And then his mother, Anne-Marie Schweitzer, as she was originally, she came from the east of France originally, her family, Schweiz, as in meaning Swiss in German. And his grandfather, maternal grandfather, was a teacher of German. So Sartre became fluent in that language. Obviously, he mastered Latin, ancient Greek. He was gifted mathematics. So he was really, really a polymath. So he's brought up in a not very religious family and moved to La Rochelle. He was blind in his one eye, and his left eye functioned, and his odd eyes let him be mercilessly tormented. I wonder if that's why he kicked back against the establishment majority. He just perceived them as being bullying. All right. So remember, he was a child at the time of the First World War, and he supposedly probably saw this as a war of conservatism against conservatism and nationalism and so on, Catholicism, and blamed that for the massacre of the working classes as he perceived it. So, you know, academically, he was really precocious and excelled in his studies at École Normale Supérieure. So despite the word école, it's not actually a school. It's a university, really. Eventually got his agrégation. He seemed to avoid military service. I'm not sure how he managed to do that, because all French boys up until the early 90s were doing that. He was a prolific writer, contributor to journalism. He was interested, just fascinated by philosophy, German philosophy, particularly of Heidegger, Japanese philosophy. So, he had a broad view of the world. He didn't believe in French or even European supremacism. He taught at secondary schools, and teaching is rather higher status job in France as many other schools, but particularly at elite ones like Lycée Pasteur and Lycée Condorcet. He's known for his long-term relationship with Simone de Beauvoir, the French woman. Anyway, he and his long-time girlfriend, they murdered their children. They incited others to do likewise. So they wrought an enormous amount of evil. And not surprisingly, they supported one of the most sadistic, tyrannical movements of all time, communism. They lauded it in the worst period of Stalinism. So they really were bloodthirsty and egregiously cruel. And that is Sartre. But if any of these days of Me Too movement, the fact that they advocated for the decriminalization of the sexual abuse of the little children, I mean, really little children, should mean that they would be cancelled. Now, I don't quite agree. Although they were evil, that doesn't mean their works of literature were meritless. And so we got, I mean, Les Mains Sales was my introduction to him as a schoolboy. All right. So it was finally in the army in 1939, for the first time at the age of 34, briefly captured by the Germans, released after a while, taken part in the resistance. I'm not sure how much. So that was it. So somehow managed to survive and come out of that. So he didn't like anti-Semitism. Okay, because he recognized obviously the worst sort of people seem to believe in that. And then he was part of this commission to examine the status of people who were possible collaborationists, not the worst, and what should be done with them, because he realized there's a spectrum and almost everybody collaborated to some extent, if that's simply keeping your head down. And that was it. So he lauded extreme left terrorists such as Che Guevara and so forth. He was very against US influence in the world from right after the Second World War. And obviously, there's much to criticize in what the US was doing. And he recognized that the Korean War was not the war of democracy against tyranny, that the United States presented it as. You know, Syngman was a dictator, and his forces used his torture on quite a wide scale. There were atrocities committed by them as well as by the communists in Korea. And so it went on. But anyway, he thought that the one-party state totalitarianism in Eastern Europe was a better thing. And he said that there was complete freedom in the Soviet Union in the 1950s, where he thought the United States was on the road to fascism. Now, what he said about the United States wasn't entirely wrong. This is when the Ku Klux Klan still held sway in the southern states, and that was the most barbarous cruelty towards African Americans. Anyway, Sartre, he denounced Khrushchev for Khrushchev wanting to de-Stalinize. So Sartre was absolutely wicked and just so wrong-headed. So yeah, that was it. And he should not be exalted as he is. I've seen his grave, that Montparnasse cemetery that he shares with his longtime girlfriend. Well, he is not to be missed. He wrote many plays, many screenplays. Yeah, a prolific writer. What do you think of him? He's someone who really needs to be decanonized. What say you? Anyway, thank you for listening to my précis of the work of Jean-Paul Sartre. Toodaloo.